Elven Quest by Anil Gupta and Richard Pinto.
And so it came to pass in the age of fear and loathing that once again the questers gathered together. Vidar the elf, Dean the dwarf, Penthesilea the warrior princess, Amos the chosen one, and Sam the other one. And they set out once again on their quest to find the sword of Asnagar and banish the forces of darkness from lower earth forever. Well, you have to keep busy, don't you?
My fellow questers, we are now in the anteroom to the main chamber of the giant's castle. I shall run over the plan one more time to make sure everyone understands their role. Nod if you agree. Are you nodding?
Yes.
Sorry, it's dark. I couldn't see you.
Get on.
Right. Through that door, the terrible man-munching giant of Rancor lies asleep by the fire. On my command, Amos opens the door and cuts off any escape route. Dean and Penthesilea break right and left, and I charge up the middle. We have swords drawn and scream at the top of our lungs. The giant will wake disorientated and be dead before he knows what's hit him. Everyone clear? Sorry, still can't.
I'm nodding, my Lord Vida, hard as I can. No, 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 no.
Jolly good, Dean. Penthesilea?
Yes?
Are you nodding?
Yes.
Really? Gosh.
It's a good plan.
Is it? Because I was thinking of adding a couple of things.
No, don't ruin it.
Oh, sorry. How about you, chosen one?
Me? Oh, I think it's brilliant. I'm nodding like crazy. If I still had a tail, it'd be going like Billy-O.
Good. So we are all agreed.
Aye.
Hang on.
Oh.
Yes, Sam?
What about me?
Oh, right. Yes, sorry. You stay here and look after our stuff. Now, my fellow questers...
Wait a minute.
What is it now, human?
How come I just have to stay here while you go off doing all the heroic action stuff?
That's the plan.
Yeah, anyway, we all know you're nothing but a big Cody Custer.
No, I'm not.
You're always moaning on about, ooh, it's dangerous, and ooh, I'm scared, and ooh, what happens if we all get torn to pieces and have our guts ripped out and munched up by a giant? Boo-hoo.
I don't sound anything like that.
You do a bit, Sam.
What? No, I don't.
And you have to admit you're utterly useless at fighting.
That's a bit harsh.
Well, you can take my place if you like, Sam. I'll stay behind and you can put yourself between the terrible man-munching giant and his only means of escape.
Very well, then. Onwards!
No, wait, you're all missing the point.
Ah, right. What is the point?
What I object to is the presumption that my role is somehow less important.
Your role being to stay behind.
And look after the stuff. It's all very well you lot swanning off, killing giants and grabbing all the glory. What happens if, when you get back, all the stuff is gone, huh?
Who's going to take our stuff?
Well, you don't know, do you? It could be anyone lurking in the shadows. And that's what I have to face, the unknown, which is widely acknowledged to be by far the scariest.
Oh, by my auntie's beard, human.
All right, Dean. So, Sam, if we all acknowledge that whilst we four go off to face the terrible man-munching giant of Rancor, you are being the bravest by staying behind to face whatever unknown peril may be lurking in the blackness and trying to steal our stuff, then you'll be happy?
Yeah, although now I come to think about it.
The giant's waking up!
Attack, my fellow creatures!
Don't worry about the stuff! I shall guard it with my life!
Hello?
Ha! Take the stuff! Don't hurt me!
Please, my lord, I am Erwin, a helpless maiden kept prisoner by the terrible man-munching giant of Rancor.
Oh, right.
You have rescued me. Thank you. Thank you a thousand times, you brave, brave man. You're my hero.
Oh. It was nothing.
The moment of destiny is upon us. Soon I, Lord Darkness, will harness the power of the skies through the scepter of fire. The next crack of thunder shall be the death knell for all the miserable creatures of lower earth who still resist me. With this power, I shall be a living god, imperious, invincible, irresistible.
It's not plugged in.
What do you mean it's not plugged in?
Yes, I've lost the thingy. Goes on the end.
There's no thingy on the end of the Scepter of Fire, Reach.
Yes. It's the bit that joins it to the Cauldron of Doom. Yes, the adapter of destiny. I need a minute ago.
Well, get it then, quickly! Oh, right now we missed it.
Oh, don't worry, Lord. There'll be another one along in a minute.
There won't. They have to be together, Creech. You can't have the thunderbolt, then the lightning. It has to be thunderbolt and lightning, then it's very, very frightening.
See that?
Oh, yes, yes, I do see that. Sorry, you mean.
You really are a div sometimes, Crete.
Yes, Lord.
We're looking forward to the Sceptre of Fire. That would have showed the questers and the Chosen One with his Sword of Asnagar. Yeah, the Sceptre of Fire would have shut them right up. Now what am I going to do?
Oh, I did find something you might like, actually, your naughtiness, while I was browsing through the Book of Evil Runes and Prophecies.
It's not that picture of the donkey and the shepherdess again.
No, Lord, no.
Has everyone seen that 1,000 times?
Yeah, yeah, boring. No, this is an ancient prophecy I thought sounded interesting. Here it is. It says, and it shall come to pass, blah, 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 in the time of the evil shadow, blah, 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 that one shall be born who shall be called the Unchosen One, and he shall destroy the Chosen One, and the reign of evil shall be for all eternity.
Good.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, very. Does it say anything about where this Unchosen One will come from?
Yes, Lord. Look. And the Unchosen One shall be born not of woman, but of a hideous, misshapen creature whose vileness and stench shall turn milk sour.
Yes, that sounds like exactly the sort of thing we could do with creature. Yeah. The Unchosen One. Yes. If we get ourselves one of those, then we can crush Vidar and the questers like the worms they are.
Yes, Lord, crush them like worms.
We can shove the Sword of Asnagar right back down their throats.
Yes, Lord, stick it up their bums.
Yes. And I, Lord Darkness, will take my rightful place as evil ruler of all lower earth.
Oh, yes, Lord.
All we need to do is find a hideous, misshapen creature, magically impregnate it with the spawn of evil, and Beelzebub's your uncle.
Yes. Oh, I pity the poor sod who's got to do that. Yeah, I wouldn't fancy being pregnant with the spawn of evil. Anyway, where are you going to find a hideous, misshapen creature who'll do that? It'd have to be someone really hideous and really misshapen.
Really?
Yeah, if only there was someone who...
Wonderful.
Who to?
Well, Sam, silly. Who else would I get married to?
Anyone at all?
I can't get married to Sam. It's ridiculous.
Sorry, why is it ridiculous?
We've only just met.
But we'll have the rest of our lives to get to know each other. The main thing is, Sam is my hero. He rescued me from the terrible giant, and now we're in love.
But didn't he rescue you?
I guarded the staff.
Well, I think it's marvellous. Congratulations, Sam. I hope you and,
Erwin.
Exactly. I hope you'll be very happy together.
Thank you, Vidar.
Sam, can I have a word?
What is it, Amos?
What's going on?
I'm getting married.
What, really?
Yeah.
Sorry, it's just the whole not having a tail thing. I can never tell what people are really thinking.
Yeah, well, it's for real. Erwin is a beautiful girl who happens to think I'm great. We're in love, and we're going to get married.
So you're not in love with Penthesilea anymore?
What? No, I was never in love with Penthesilea.
Oh, you were, Sam.
No, I wasn't.
Well, there was definitely something going on, because I remember the first time you saw her in her undergarments. I thought for a minute you did have a tail after all.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
Sam.
Yes?
Dean was just wondering what you and...
Erwin,
exactly. What you were planning to do after your marriage.
Yeah, she carried you in the questers. The search for the Sword of Asnagar is a sacred trust undertaken by chaste warriors who forswear all earthly pleasures in our holy pursuit.
Yep, well, I won't be doing that anymore.
What do you mean?
I'm giving up the quest.
What? Brilliant. Sam, are you sure?
Yep.
What will you do? Where will you live?
We'll live in the castle, down there in the valley. The terrible giant killed my parents, so now I've inherited the family castle and all its lands. I'm really quite rich. Or rather, we're rich. Once we're married, Sam can live a life of leisure. And I'll be happy being his loving wife, bringing him drinks, laughing at his jokes, and making myself sexually available whenever the fancy takes him.
There you go.
How nice.
Volare, cantare, bamboleo, bambolea, bambola.
Well,
Nat, don't think so.
Oh, this is ridiculous. How hard can it be to make a man pregnant?
Well, maybe we're doing it wrong.
What do you mean, we? There's nothing wrong with my technique.
No, I wasn't saying...
I've been standing over you, muttering away for all I'm worth every night this week. If you're not pregnant with the spawn of evil yet, it's not my fault, right?
Well, maybe if we tried a different position.
A what?
You know, when you're doing your business, might help the spell take hold.
For example?
Well, I don't know, the kneeling fox, the reverse cockroach, dragon style.
No, I don't like the exotic stuff, Creech.
Well, what about the apothecary?
I told you, I don't like funny positions.
No, I mean the chap who makes all the potions.
Oh, I see. You haven't caught him, have you?
I might have.
Do you know how much he charges, Creech? It's a king's ransom as soon as he walks through the door.
Oh, you didn't mind using him when you had your downstairs trouble that time?
Don't bring that up again, why don't you?
Well, if he's good enough for you, then
I am Lord Darkness, Creech, the most feared and powerful prince of evil. It's very important that all my bits work properly.
I thought having this baby was important, too.
Oh, of course it's important. Of course it is. And, you know, you have to get pregnant with the evil spawn so you can give birth to the unchosen one, which will then destroy the forces of good, and badness will reign for eternity. But no, you can't even do that. Oh, now what is it?
You don't want me anymore.
What?
You're going to go off and get yourself a younger, more hideously misshapen beast to have your unholy offspring with?
I never said
it's
that.
It's not to my thinking, though. Can't admit
no,
it.
No, I'm not having this discussion.
Oh, that's right. Walk away. Just walk away.
Sorry, have I come at a bad time?
Oh, hello, apothecary. No, it's all right. Do come in.
Thank you, Lord Darkness. Yeah. How is everything with your problem?
Oh, yeah, that's fine now, thank you. Yeah.
Haven't had any more trouble in that department?
No, touch wood.
Which you couldn't do before, could you? Now, where's this patient?
Oh, he's over there, sulking in the shadows.
Ah, yes.
Leave me alone. I'm worthless.
I'm sorry about this. He's a bit emotional.
Oh, don't worry. Perfectly normal, in his condition.
Well, I don't think there's anything normal about Creech. What do you mean, his condition?
He's pregnant.
What? Are you sure?
Oh, yes. Very obvious. I can see it from here.
Well, you don't mean the enlarged breasts and the swollen ankles, do you? Because he's always got those.
No, he's definitely in the family way. Congratulations.
That's marvellous. And thank you, apothecary. Thank you. Oh. Did you hear that, Grease?
I did.
Oh, we're going to have a little evil baby.
I love wedding weekends. It's so exciting staying in a big castle in the country.
Well, you're an elf lord. You're always staying in castles.
Yes, but it's different being a guest. Look, here's an icebox with a tiny packet of biscuits.
Don't open the mini bar food. Right, you're paying for them.
There's even an ensuite toilet next door to my room. Dark and a bit smelly, but still, what a luxury.
That's my room.
Ah. I'd give 5 minutes if I were you.
Wait, should we not be getting on with the quest for the Sword of Asnagal?
Erwig has asked Penthes Solaire to be maid of honor. And no doubt Sam will be needing a best man, won't you, Sam?
Hmm?
You'll need a best man.
Will I?
Of course. You've got to have a best man, Sam. Can't get married without a best man. Any idea who it's going to be? Maybe someone we know?
I hadn't really thought about it.
You, over here. What is it? No. Ask Lord Vidar to be your best man.
Why?
Protocol demands it. If a quester is to wed, then tradition dictates that the noblest amongst us must be the best man. Plus, I think he really wants to do it.
But what about Amos? Shouldn't I ask him?
Why?
He's my best friend.
He is the chosen one, human. The one selected by destiny to wield the Sword of Asnagan to triumph over evil in the ultimate battle. I don't think you'll gear hoot about your footling wee wedding.
Oh, I suppose you're right. Okay, I'll ask Vidar.
Wow, this place is incredible. The rooms are huge. There's even an ensuite toilet.
That's Dean's room.
Oh, sorry, Dean. I'm afraid that's not a complimentary chocolate on your pillow.
Sam was just about to tell us who his best man is going to be, weren't you, Sam?
Yeah. Oh, is it me? Oh, please let it be me, Sam. Oh, say it's me, Sam. Please say it's me. Oh, please, oh, please, 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 please.
It's you!
Yes!
Oh, I love a hot bath, me. Candles, oils, and perfumes. I could sit in here for hours.
I usually bathe in freezing mountain springs and use a piece of bark to scrub off the filth and dirt of the road or the dried-in blood and stench of battle.
You're not very girly, are you?
I'm an Amazon warrior, princess.
I know, but you're my maid of honour now, so maybe a bit of makeup and a dress with some bows and ribbons.
As you wish. So you're really going ahead with the wedding?
Oh, yes. It's all I've ever wanted. a lovely big wedding, then settle down and have lots of children with my gorgeous husband.
Meaning Sam?
Yeah. Oh, he's lovely, isn't he?
You don't find him a bit whiny?
No, he's sweet.
And the silly hair and the teeth.
Oh, I know. He's like my very own big cuddly donkey. Oh. Oh, I'm such a lucky girl. And we're going to have lots of beautiful babies, bake lots of cakes and embroider lots of cushions.
Is that all you care about? Cakes and cushions and babies?
No, silly. I like shoes as well.
So you're happy being a wife and mother?
Oh, yes.
Don't you want to try and do something with your life?
Like what?
Well, I don't know. You could study, get a job, slaughter hordes of evil goblins till you're knee-deep in their entrails.
What? In these heels?
You have to have a purpose. Look at me. I'm a quester, part of a noble fellowship on a quest to find the Sword of Asnagar and place it in the hands of the Chosen One.
What for?
So that he may lead us in the ultimate battle against Lord Darkness and his foul hordes, that good might finally triumph over evil for all eternity.
Sounds like a man thing to me.
What?
Well, good and evil, eternity. It's all a bit abstract. I'd just let the boys get on with it if I were you.
No, but all men are fools. If I left it to them, they'd never find the sword.
Exactly. Keeps them out of our way. Right, out you get and wrap yourself in one of these fluffy towels.
Never. I will never bow to the... Oh, God, that is quite nice.
Yeah. Oh, let's go and plait each other's hair.
Okay.
Oh, and you can tell me a bit more about how all men are tools.
The fools.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm such a silly billy.
Yes, I'm here. What's the matter? Is it little spawn of evil? Is everything all right?
No. Everything's fine there.
Oh, Creech, I told you only to ring me at work if it was important.
Sorry, Lord.
Why are you ringing me then?
Can I have another cushion?
Another? Oh, are there any over there?
Well, the apothecary did say I should take it easy.
Yes, I know.
We don't want anything happening to the Unchosen One, do we?
No, of course we don't. All right, here you are.
You just... Clump them up a bit. Oh, that's nice.
Anything else?
No.
Good.
Sorry, I am a bit peckish.
Again?
Sorry, don't mean to be any trouble.
All right, well, what do you want to eat this time?
I think a coal and cockroach toasty, please.
I thought pregnancy was supposed to make you have unusual cravings.
Well, it's different.
Is it? I didn't know that. Now, anything else? Because I've really got to go back to the laundry.
No. We'll make sure you separate the darks from the whites.
Oh, yes.
Only your terrible black cape of maleficence does tend to run.
I said I'd do it, and I will. All right.
Sorry. Oh.
What now?
Miss you.
Feed up. There you are. Been looking all over for you. What are you doing?
Packing.
Why?
What's it to you?
Lord Vidar and I are leaving human.
We have a quest to complete.
Aren't you going to stay for the wedding?
I'm sorry, Sam, but we have a duty to perform. And already we have tarried too long.
Aye.
The Sword of Asnagar awaits.
Well, this isn't because of the whole best man thing, is it?
I don't know what you mean.
You're not going off in a strop just because I asked Amos to be my best man instead of you.
Of course not.
Lord Vidar is an elvish nobleman whose bloodline goes back to the Miscetane. He is above such petty personal jealousy.
Thank you, noble friend. Sir. You are truly the finest comrade in arms a man could wish for.
Oh, right. Only I was thinking that maybe you should be my best man after all.
Unpack the bags, dwarf.
But if you have to go...
No, don't worry about that.
My lord, the Sword of Asnagar...
Well, it's not going anywhere, is it? Oh, this is going to be great, Sam. I don't know where you come from, but amongst the Elvish peoples, it is traditional for the best man to give a rather amusing address full of naughty jokes and funny stories about the groom.
Yeah, we do have a similar thing, but I don't think you need to...
Excellent! I thought I'd start with the one about the elf, the dwarf, and the oddly shaped vegetable.
Yeah, I never understood why that was funny. Doesn't everyone's look like that?
Please, don't do this.
Don't worry, Sam. It'll be fine. Everyone will love it. And I promise to keep it short. An hour at most.
Oh, God.
Come on, Dean. We must get our costumes ready.
Costumes?
No being the bearded baby again.
Oh, come on. That's hilarious.
Oh.
Sam!
Amos, don't jump up at me like that.
Sorry, my old dog habits still come out when I'm excited, and I am so excited about being your best man.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be brilliant. I've been thinking of loads of great funny stories about me and you to tell, like that time you lost your phone, and we were looking for it everywhere, and we're calling it, and we could hear it ringing, but we couldn't find it, and it turned out that I'd eaten it, and you had to make me sick, and then it got caught in my throat, and actually, come to think of it, that wasn't funny at all.
Amos, I need to ask you something.
Okay.
You know how Vidar really wanted to be my best man?
Yes.
And he was really upset when I said you were my best man?
Yes.
What would you do if I changed my mind and let him be my best man instead of you?
Kill myself.
So it's lucky I haven't done that then.
Oh, no, Nanny, no, 5 more minutes. I promise I'll be a bad boy. What? Creech, the baby. Hold on, Creech. I'm coming. I'm here, Creech. I'm here. Are you all right? Is the baby coming? Should I call the apothecary?
We have to move.
What?
I'm not bringing up our evil homunculus in this castle. We have to move.
What's wrong with this castle?
It's dark.
Well, of course it's dark. It's the dread fortress of Lord Darkness. The epicenter of evil and the repository of all that is wicked and nasty.
Well, it's miles away from the nearest swings. Schools are well dodgy. Not exactly the best place to bring up a baby.
An evil baby, Creech.
Because we need more space.
We've got 400 rooms.
All dungeons.
A dungeon is a room.
I just want the best for the child.
You know, I'm starting to think this is going to be more trouble than it's worth.
I should point out, Lord, that you wanted this baby too. I don't remember hearing any second thoughts when you were hovering over me, grunting away at your incantations.
All right, fine. We'll move. I'll find us another castle.
A nice one.
Yes.
With a garden.
Oh, okay. Is that it?
Yes.
Good night, then.
Night-night. What are you doing?
Taking that bloody bell away.
Oh!
Right. Is everybody ready? Elhen?
Erwen.
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 I told you, all fools.
Here we are.
They can't all be fools.
Yeah, where?
Maybe they can.
Yeah, it is tricky, isn't it?
It's really tricky.
Yeah, really tricky. Shall we come back to it?
Could we? That would be a massive help.
Of course.
This is great. At first I thought I wanted to be the best man, but then I realised doing the ceremony is actually much more important.
Yes, and I don't think best man is as important as giving the bride away.
That's right. Big responsibility.
Especially when the bride's father has recently been eaten by a giant. You have to be happy, but also a bit sad at the same time.
Can we get on?
Sorry, yes. So, who gives this woman to be wed?
Done that bit.
Right. Now, Sam, do you take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife? To be your property, to have her and all her possessions as your own, to be her lord and master, and have her devote herself to your happiness and yours alone for as long as you both shall live.
I do.
The ring?
Here it is, my lord.
Pass it, then.
I am passing it.
Well, I can't reach all the way down there. You'll have to stand on a hassock.
He's doing it deliberately, Lord Vidar.
All right, teen. The ceremony is nearly over. They'll be married in a couple more minutes, and Sam can be left to a life of wedded happiness and baked goods.
Right, let's have a look in here.
Lord Darkness!
Well, what do you think, Creech?
Yeah, I like it. This could be the nursery.
Really? You happy with this one?
Yeah.
Right, you're not clear off. I'm commandeering this castle in the name of all that is evil.
No, you can't!
Yes, I can. Come on, everybody out, or I'll bring down the hordes of destruction.
Darkness, you fiend! You're ruining the wedding!
I don't care about your Sorry, the what?
The wedding! Sam is getting married to Eyebrow!
Erwin.
Exactly!
Oh, I'm sorry, I had no idea. Well, I'm sure we can wait for that to finish. Can we wait, Creech?
Oh, yes, I love a wedding. Oh, I may need to borrow your hanky, though. I'm getting very emotional at the moment.
Oh, that's fine. I'll grab a pew, go on. Yes. Sorry, do carry on.
Splendid. So that just leaves... Away.
Erwen.
Exactly. Do you, Airborne, take Sam to be your lawfully wedded husband, to be his property, to give yourself and all your possessions to him, for him to become your lord and master, for as long as you both shall live?
No.
What?
What?
No, I don't.
I think you may have said that wrong.
I'm sorry, Sam. But I can't spend the rest of my life as a piece of chattel, permanently at your beck and call and available whenever the fancy takes you.
Oh, it wouldn't be that often, honestly. Once or twice a month, maybe less.
I may young, beautiful, intelligent woman of independent means. I don't need a man to define me.
But I saved you from the giant.
Oh, let's be honest. You were guarding the stuff. From now on, I don't need some man to rescue me. I shall make my own mark on the world. I'm sorry, Sam. You're a sweet boy, but I'm not marrying you.
You don't mean that.
I do.
Then by the power vested in me, I now pronounce you...
No, you twit. The wedding's off. And my name is Erwin. Erwin. Penthesile is right. All men are fools.
What?
I never said...
Oh, thanks a lot.
Never mind, Sam. You may have had a lucky escape. I think Airbed has got a bit of a temper.
And now you can rejoin the quest and we can all be together again.
The chosen one is right.
Not so fast.
It's all right, darkness. You'll be out of your way in a moment. For somewhere out there, the Sword of Asnagar...
Yeah, you poor fools. The Sword of Asnagar is no use to you now. Soon the ancient prophecy will be fulfilled, and a hideous, misshapen creature will give birth to one who will destroy the Chosen One, and the reign of evil shall be for all eternity.
What hideous, misshapen creature would that be?
Creech, of course.
Creech is pregnant.
I did think he was looking bigger, but you never like to say, do you?
So you see, your pitiful quest is futile. At any moment, the foulest and most malignant thing ever known will be delivered unto me.
Oh, actually, Lord, I think there's something happening.
Oh, it's coming, quick. Where's the overnight bag I brought? Help me make it comfortable, you somebody? Are you all right, Creech? You're doing very well. Yes. No, don't push too early, Come on, hot towels. We need hot towels and fluffy water.
It's coming, Lord.
I'm here, Creech. It's all right, I'm right here.
Where's the most evil spawn of Beelzebub, Creech?
I think it was just trapped wind.
It's certainly foul and malignant.
Well, that's a bit of an anticlimax.
Not for me.
Very well, we must away to the Castle of Dark. Until we meet again, questers.
We should probably make a move too.
Come, my fellow questers. Let us away. For somewhere out there, we will find the Sword of Asnagar and fresh air.